The experience of life that we have is our relationship with ourselves. That's it. Anything else that's going on is not going to be available to us. It may be there. I mean, somebody could just be loving you to death, be willing to die for you in a moment. But if you don't have that experience inside yourself, you wouldn't know what they were doing. And you'd be very suspicious of them, I'm sure. What do you want?
Once I have come to trust myself, then I can find other people that trust themselves, and I can trust them.
Because you can see them. Exactly. It's a projection. Exactly.
Trust is.
Yes. Well, now we haven't established what trust is. You know, again, we like to make these statements, and that's what trust is. To me, we can tackle any word. This is, again, you know, sitting in this court with, but would the policeman lie? Oh, no. Would lie? Can you look at this person with no preconceived notions? Yes, I can do that. You know, I want to stand up and say, you're a liar! Of course you can't! So we can take any word, and I'm convinced that if we continue to look at it, you know, if we take a word like trust, instead of believing, trusting, that we know what we're talking about when we're talking about trust, to look at it. And I'm not talking about looking at it with the head. I'm talking about looking at it in stillness, looking at it with the heart, looking at it in the deepest place that's available to us. And then just continue to look and continue to look and continue to look and allow it to unfold, allow it to evolve. Until we get to the point where the only answer to anything is, I don't know. What is trust? I don't know.